It's arguable that from the point of view of two or three generations later, the high point of the Crusade was not the taking of Jerusalem, but what happened at Antioch. The most famous epic poem of the First Crusade was the Chanson d'Antioche, the Song of Antioch. King Henry III of England in the 13th century had a representation of the Battle of Antioch in his palace. At least two churches in England to this day have representations of the Battle of Antioch. One is a fresco, the other is the carved tympanum. There's Hardham in Sussex and Fording in Dorset. Antioch was, of course, the turning point. There's no question about that. This is the moment at which the whole thing could completely and utterly have come to an end. Now, what happened was the Crusade reached Antioch in October 1097. For many of the Crusaders, of course, they'd been on the road for a year by this time, since the autumn of 1096. They settled down. Now, Antioch was so important because it was the key to the pass, the main pass between Cilicia, that is southern Asia Minor, what we now call southern Turkey, and Syria. Between the coastline of Turkey, the Gulf of Alexandretta, and the coastline of Syria to the south, there stretches up to the north, towards the north, a line of mountains called the Amanus Mountains. And through them, there is only one usable pass, the Syrian Gates, the Belen Pass. If you held that pass, no army could get from southern Asia Minor into Syria. And the First Crusade, in fact, couldn't. It took an enormous detour to the north, having reached the towns of Cilicia, like Tarsus. It then turned north and did this huge sweep north, up round the Amanus, and then down into Syria, if you wanted. And at this time, there was a lot of maritime activity, but people were not yet thinking in terms of communications by sea. They were thinking of land communications. If you wanted that, then Antioch, because Antioch could in turn control the Amanus and the Syrian gates, had to take Antioch. But they didn't have, the Crusade did not have the manpower to take this huge city, one of the great cities of the ancient world, still with the most massive lines of fortifications. Although it was a city which was in fact still largely Greek Christian, it had only recently fallen to the Turks. So they settled down outside it. And Antioch itself did not fall to them until June 1098. So from October 1097 to the beginning of June 1098, they were besieging it, and it was not a tight siege because of food. The great nobles established foraging centres up to 50 miles away, because if you left the army just round Antioch all the time, I mean, it would have starved. And they stripped the country bare around to feed themselves.